I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interweb. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm Bean.
And I'm Wing. And once again, we're going to talk about some geeky news on TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News. Hold on. News time.
Those all sucked.
Okay, sure. But, okay, sure.
But it's time for news, whether one way or another.
Yeah. So, Jessica Jones, you're getting...
Oh, no, before that.
Wait.
New Batman animated movie, have you seen it?
No, I didn't.
I've read on a couple different places it does Dick Grayson justice.
Okay, which one is it?
The third one of the last three. That doesn't help you, but there was Son of Batman, Batman vs. Robin, right?
Okay. Yeah, and now there's
something else. There's a third one.
I didn't like the first two, so we'll see how this one's working.
It supposedly does well, though, because Batman's like kidnapped or ass kicked or dead or something.
Okay, Batman is and Dick Grayson has to rise up for
Dick Grayson, Damian, Batgirl or woman, and someone else. Anyways, it sounded cool, and I figured since you're all like, oh, Nightwing,
I'm gonna check it out so I can at least hate it like the other one.
Well, let's plan to do it on the cast so we can hate it on the cast.
Yay. Okay, that's good. I can be up for that.
And now, yes, Jessica Jones. I am about halfway through, and it is pretty freaking good. Tenet is scarily amazing.
Yeah, that's...
Jessica!
When he yelled that, I like shit myself, and I'm not even named Jessica.
He's something. He's playing it really, 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 really well. Have you seen the poker scene at this point?
That was the last episode, I believe, I saw.
That scene is just...
That episode just... It tells you everything you need to know about him. When they go back and actually show like her a little bit of a past, and then they show that episode with him and the poker, and just it's creepy. You realize he has one of the strongest powers.
Yeah, because
I'm not there yet though, and my buddy started grinning, so I know it comes up. But halfway through this last episode, I'm like, as soon as they stuff the guy in the hermetically sealed room, I'm like, why don't they just use fucking really good earplugs or blast heavy death metal in their ears or put on Bose noise-canceling earphones? And when I said that to my buddy at work, he just grinned. I'm like, God damn it. I don't even want to know which one I hit on. But
you're getting good at this.
Yeah, I hate you for that, too. But
no problem. It's my pleasure.
But yes, Jessica Jones, check it out.
On TV, I haven't checked it out yet, but X-Files is on and it's getting good rating.
Dude.
Is it that good?
Dude, are you a fan at all?
Yes.
Up until season like 6-ish?
7, yeah.
Okay, somewhere in there. You'll love it. The first episode is it's awesome because it's them again and it's Mulder's paranoia and it sets it all up, but it feels like the X-Files, but it's not the X-Files. At the end of episode 1, they basically reopen the X-Files, and by episode 2, they're both wearing suits again, and they're working, and they're tracking shit down, and by 3, it's a monster of the week, and it's beautiful. They make jokes about it, and like, dude, it is, I don't know, I cannot praise it enough. I grew up with that shit.
So they made exactly what we want, so
it is
musical.
Perfect. It is if they don't give them another 6 or 10 episodes, I'll be sad.
But I like it that way. If they can make a couple of 6-10 episode season like that every year,
better than the 24 or whatever they used to give them.
Yeah, I agree. You can build something that's more concise.
And apparently, David Duchovny got a bigger fucking paycheck than Gillian Anderson until it came out online and there was bitching, and then they evened it up. But I mean, that's a show that's like, there should be no divide. There shouldn't be any divide anyways, but especially that. It's like an ensemble cast, and you need both of them to make it work.
Yeah, but you're a studio, and right now you're like, this guy's going to cost more money than her. We're going to try it. If nobody knows, if nobody sees it.
If it doesn't leak, it no one knows.
Yeah, but it did. And it's unfortunate that studios think like that. I agree, but studio has no morals. We're putting the morals in them. So it's a good thing that she got it, though. That I'm really, really, really happy. It's a little bit like the Robert Downey Jr. thing with the Avengers, where at some point he got, okay, I'm going to ask it a little bit less, but these guys need to have the difference of what you would have given me, SOE.
See, that's cool that he did that. I actually never knew that.
Yeah, but at this point, he's making like $40 million a movie.
Well, I mean, yeah, and he's getting the royalties, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. That's a lot of money.
All right. Now.
I'm not watching The Expanse.
I know. Now, hear me out. Walk with me. It might be a journey. Thank you, Sean. So, there's a handful of shows that have come out in the last year or 18 months, which make me happy again for space opera sci-fi shows, and they don't all fall under the space opera thing, but Walk With Me, still part of a journey.
I'm still walking.
They come in three levels. There's Dark Matter, which came out, which is fun and verging on good, yet it's got some campy and it feels like a lot of other stories, but it's still fun and it's good, and it's, you know, relatively high production value, large cast. That was good. It was, like I said, fun. Then you go to Killjoys, which was a mainly three-person cast, and it was really good. I really like that for sci-fi shows again. We're getting them. It's, you know, they're all these things are kind of based in the whole Farscape and whatnot realm. Then you get to The Expanse. It's the first actual big-budget show that space and sci-fi and everyone have done basically since BSG. And it's worth the wait. It's a little bit of a slow burn at first, but it's a great political thriller, and the sets and the people and the characters are all so well developed. You only get 10 episodes the first season, but it just finished two nights ago, and I'm thoroughly happy.
Again, I am pro the 10 episode season. So,
and that's how all of them were. I think Killjoys, you might have gotten 13, but they're both. If and when you have time and you find them, I think I'm pretty sure Dark Matter and Killjoys are already on Amazon or Netflix. Don't know about Netflix Canarnia, but check them out. Really good.
I will. Something that I check, and we had that discussion pre-show. Beef was like, "You're not watching TV right now." I'm like, "No, that's not true. I'm watching The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow."
And then I gave him shit and said, "Oh, it's all got to be in the same universe," and he threw it back in my face. I only like it when it's in the same universe.
Which is not true usually, but right now that's pretty much what I can swing a time. And looks like I have to add Supergirl to that lineup because they're going to be in the same universe.
Have you been? That's cool that there's a crossover. Have you been watching Supergirl?
I just watched a couple of episodes here and there. I didn't see the whole season through. I was just curious to see what they did with Martian Manhunter and all that stuff. And they did pretty good. It's a fun show. I'm not the demographic, but it's a great show. I think they're handling it pretty well. So congratulations to them. But again,
you're not the demographic of people.
I'm people. No, but it's clearly not a show that is, and it's, and again, that's a great thing that it is not like built for guys. Clearly, it's more happy show, more fun show. I would say maybe
write your wings a sexist rant to Wing at Legends.
No, like I said, it's a good thing. All these other show are aim at me, so that something is aiming at other people. Thank God we're having a little bit of diversity in our superhero show right now. I think that's how they're gonna survive. If they're all trying to sell me their hour of content, at some point I don't have time to watch it all. I mean, last year we saw it with Constantine. That was great, but nobody watched it.
Well, I know at least three people that did, so.
Yeah, that was great, but didn't survive because of it. Now with a Supergirl that is touching a different people.
Well, Constantine was a bit dark, though.
Yeah, but by the mid-season, they had the right formula, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, easily before that even, but still it was a bit dark for the greater audiences.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, I think that's a good thing that they're touching different audiences, and I hope there's going to be more of that. At some point, there was supposed to be some sitcom-y version of superhero show. I'm down for that, too. That's going to be fun. Bring my dad into the universe.
All right, now movie news. Kung Fu Panda, killing it.
Well,
we didn't see that, though. I mean, we didn't see that. I mean, it's a kid's movie. Everything else is burnt out by now.
Yeah, Star Wars is third position, which is still good after 7 weeks, but can we admit it's not going to do Avatar money now?
It might not until they keep it out there in some theaters or release it. But you're right. I have the thing down in the Star Wars segment. You're most likely right. But whatever. It's possible. It's very, 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 very improbable, but not impossible.
At least Disney's calling that a success.
Fuck yeah. It's already, domestically, it's already made, what, 4 times its money?
Yeah, it's
Just under $900 million.
It's Mockingjay Part 2 that is called a failure, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have the same definition of failure, but...
Yeah, that's like, you know, our fourth quarter is supposed to be $5 billion, and we only made $3 billion. We lost $2 billion. No, you just didn't make what you thought you would.
Here you go. 50 Shades of Black, that comes in 10th position. That's
what the hell
good.
Is that?
That's the scary movie of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God.
So I think they're going to be happy with that $5 million on opening weekend, to be honest.
Jane's Got a Gun.
Oh, that's out? Wow. Okay.
Well, supposedly it was on, like, no theaters, I think.
Okay, yeah. Well,
1,000 theaters, 1,210, and it made 835,000.
Yeah, right along two and down to fifth position as well. Well, yeah, Star Wars is still keeping strong. Even after what we said, that movie.
It's still making money.
Yeah, it's still making money. It's still got money for a little while. Star Wars. But are you excited about future Zorro? Because they got a director. This is happening.
Who?
Yeah,
what?
They're getting the son of the director of Gravity. And he co-wrote Gravity with his father, and now he's going to write and direct.
I haven't even seen Gravity. Was it worth the son's co-writing?
It was a really visual thing, so I don't know exactly where that's going to go. But when I see all that, there you're taking a chance on the director and all this. Either he has a great vision, or either they have no idea what they're doing. I tend to lean on the second one.
I'm confused.
Zorro in the future, post-apocalyptic Zorro, come on.
Yeah, I like all that except the Zorro part.
Well, come on, you know Zorro, so you're more likely to buy a ticket. That's how they see it, I guess.
Why don't we just have him called Pimpin' and he can slash a P into their chest instead of a Z?
Yeah, okay. You sold me. Do you want that with your Ghost in the Shell as well?
No, God, get out. As much as I want to see Scarlett Johansson in painted-on clothing... I am so not ready for this.
Yeah, now they're casting Michael Pitt from Empire fame as the laughing man and Ghost in the Shell. Whatever.
He was the one from the, like, fourth movie or the Complex, right? Standalone.
I think so.
Standalone Complex.
They're going to mix and match whatever they want in there just to make it happen. But, yeah, I'm not that excited about that either. Well, you know something else I'm not that excited about? This is the week of what crazy stuff is happening in Hollywood. But Bryan Singer is about to shoot 20 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And you're not excited about this?
I don't care. Remember last time he did, like, something in the Giant Peach or crazy?
He was just testing the fucking Sentinel CGI.
No, because he was not supposed to do X-Men. He was a last-minute replacement, so...
I don't know. See, I gave this a solid meh, too, and then I'm like, oh, Bryan Singer, this is X-Men. This is Wing's boy. It'll be good.
No, because my boy is only able to direct X-Men movies, it seems, so I'm like, I'm meh. I'm meh!
Okay. Oh, and I read something, too, about how... The last X-Men didn't necessarily wipe out just three. It wiped out all the original ones.
Yeah.
So that they can basically just pick up and keep doing one in the 90s and then the 2000s and the blah, 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 blahs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Just making sure. Fast 9 and 10.
Yeah. Until we now have a release schedule for the Fast and Furious franchise until 2021. You've heard that right.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth a bit.
Okay. Okay, we're waiting for you.
Spaghetti again is never fun. I like the movies, and they are fun. And while they did get progressively crappier and then get progressively better, now they're getting progressively crappier and implausible again. Still fun movies. I'll still watch them. But soon, we probably won't be doing them on the theater or on the cast unless it's a joke.
Soon. I'm still curious to see the next one, but...
I know, but I...
Until they decide to come back, like, a little bit smaller and they do a little character piece.
Yeah, because I really, they're going to be jumping from a space elevator soon that we haven't even made yet. I don't, what?
I think you get the script.
Fuck, you're right. Pay me, whoever you are, Fox or whatever. X-Men, the next one sheet or whatever you have with the stand-ups.
That's the stand-ups in theater. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but what the fuck is...
The chick in the middle? She's just taking a picture with the thing.
No, who's... Thanks. Who's the guy on the far left that I cannot see?
Well, I can't see him either, so I don't know.
Well, how horrible do you have to feel in life?
I not that bad,
I'd feel
actually.
Pretty bad if I was that guy.
Yeah, well...
He's cut off halfway.
Yeah, but that's a picture of someone who built it in a movie theater and didn't take the proper picture. Look at Nightcrawler. You only see his eyes at the bottom right of the picture.
Yeah. You know what? Tell your friend to step back a bit.
Yeah, just a little. Maybe they didn't have room to step back. Maybe.
Well, then you need a better camera.
Well, maybe that was his phone.
Or then you need to focus all... Like, cut an arm off. I'm sorry, people. Just look up Apocalypse Standee.
Yeah, well, I like the costume. We're going back to the black thing. We're going away from the colors, except for Psylocke. Psylocke is like, I'm from a comic book in the 90s.
Well, she is, right?
Yeah, but the other one are not. The other one are just like, we're the movie version. She's really like from a comic book from the 90s.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because she's wearing the one-piece swimsuit with the leggings. And
yes.
Like, totally 90s swimsuit.
Who fights in a swimsuit? Anyway, I don't want to ask this question.
Oh,
but...
solid camel toe.
Yeah, so...
All right, dumping of the trailers.
Yeah, Pandemic looks boring.
It does, but it's got something, and it's Pandemic. It's basically a zombie shooter movie. It is literally a first-person shooter movie. I'll bet you 80% of the movie is going to be like that. I don't know.
Boring.
It'll be boring. I'll still rent it or borrow it.
Okay. The automatic 8 thing, that looks weird. I don't know.
It looks weird, different, confusing, taboo, and kind of hot.
Yeah. I think that describes it pretty much.
Yeah.
Not in theater. On Netflix?
No, probably not in theater. Yeah, Netflix or renting. Midnight Special.
I get that looks pretty good.
This little kid he's rolling around in tiny little blue swimming goggles, and basically they are his Cyclops visor.
Yeah.
And he's just wreaking havoc, and I don't know, look up Midnight Special. The trailer and the scene look awesome.
Yeah, that's the next entry
March
from
11th.
The guy from Star Wars.
Shut up. Which guy? This guy just now?
Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you meant like the director or somebody.
No. But that looks pretty good.
Yeah,
that looks
like
pretty good. That's interesting.
Looks like a little Chronicle type movie.
Chronicle slash Looper a little bit. The second part of Looper.
I can kind
of
see that.
The second part of Looper with the kid and everything. But the most amazing thing on this list this week is Miles Ahead, John Cheadle, Miles Davis.
I think he's directing and acting.
Yeah, he is, and it just looks pretty good. Dear God, looks great. Go Don Cheadle.
I'm okay with it. It looks fucking pretty sweet.
Go Don Cheadle.
Looks like he really got into it.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, I'm just check it out. It's worth it. Check it out.
At time of recording this, Star Wars: The Force Awakens is exactly
The Force Awakens. You mean Episode 8?
Yes,
that's what you meant. Of course.
No. Oh yeah, I didn't get to that part yet. I guess I jumped ahead. I'm sorry. Star Wars Episode 8 is exactly 679 days, 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 1 second at the sound of the beep.
God, that's a long wait.
But Star Wars The Force Awakens is exactly $200 million and like $700,000 short of Titanic. So it's about $800,000.
Yeah,
$800 million short of Avatar. It just opened in China, though.
It opened in China a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago at this point.
Yeah, I know, but still. You see how my voice cracked there? It's because I'm really mean it.
I think it's going to probably catch Titanic by the end of
its
run.
It will catch Titanic, and it might get a bit closer to Avatar. Like I said, very unlikely and implausible, but not impossible that it could catch Avatar.
If they re-release the movie with like an extra scene, then they get it.
Well, they might just do that because there's apparently a bunch of shit missing, which you can tell.
Yeah, no shit.
Hi, I'm going to come talk to you, this girl that I've never met, and I'm going to walk right past Chewie after my ping pong just died. I've known Chewie way longer and been way closer to him, but, you know, whatever.
Is your ping pong dead? I'm sorry about your ping pong.
It happens sometimes.
No, I know. I know. When you're a grown man, you need to learn to live with these ping pongs.
And apparently, I found my own birthday present, because you can own Poe/Finn's jacket.
That's pretty cool.
IO9 had this too, but you can get it in both the regular and like the brand new and the distressed version.
Nice.
Yeah, so like the darker brown or the beat up worn in brown.
So you're really getting a Poe's jacket?
I'm pretty much thinking about it for my birthday. To me.
To you from me. To me. Yay.
Yes.
Yay. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I'm always for like jacket from TV shows.
Yeah, well, I own enough nerdy belts now, so not enough, but I'm getting there.
And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have a TV show set in another...
A sci-fi dystopia.
Well, the premise is interesting because of the people involved, but damn
but
it.
But it's a carpet dystopia.
Yeah, another one.
But yeah, I don't understand what their... Why are their hands... Their fingers have to be in everything.
Why not? It's money.
I guess. If I had money to put my fingers in everything, I would.
Yeah, there you go. So you answered your own question.
Shit.
Stop putting your finger in my money.
Fine. I'm sorry. Wait. Okay. What?
Right. Whoa. And that's the news.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell? We need to do more news next week.
Okay. We'll find more news.
All right. We'll find more news. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.